Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, the Bears' first rookie minicamp is in the books today up at Hallis Hall. How exciting to see the rookies that will be changing the course of the Bears' season, hopefully, on display. Adam Hoge, WGN Radio Sports, of course, covers the Bears. He's with us now. Adam, thanks for being here. How was it? How was the first practice, the Mitchell Trubisky first practice?
Yeah, the Trubisky era is officially underway. It went pretty much exactly how you think it would. A huge gathering of media here at Hallis Hall today to take it all in, including ESPN, the NFL Network. I mean, this was a big deal today. Trubisky threw to a bunch of players that he's never met before in his entire life. And going forward, we'll probably only be throwing to a couple of these guys because most of these guys out here are just tryout guys. So there's it's kind of a weird thing because Trubisky's the main attraction, and really for the coaching staff too, that you're going to try to get him as many reps as possible this weekend because he's not competing with Mike Glennon right now. He's not having to split reps with Mark Sanchez and Connor Shaw and all these guys because he's really the featured dude under center during rookie minicamp. But yet he's also throwing to guys that he's really not going to be part of going forward, except for Adam Shaheen, the tight end. So I think what we saw today was exactly what you would think. Trubisky was accurate. He clearly, you know, showed off some talent, but he also had some issues under center, which we're figuring is going to happen because he played in mostly a shotgun offense in North Carolina. And actually, he botched a couple of snaps today, which, you know, like I said, it kind of all went exactly how you think it would today for his first day.
Well, he's got a year to figure that out. The NFL level. Adam Shaheen doesn't. A lot of people projecting the big tight end to be a guy who can run with the first team. How did he look? You know, there's a lot of questions about the level of competition in college, but this was the first look at Adam Shaheen.
Yeah, you know, he's just as big as they say he is, just a shade under 6'7". I mean, for a tight end, he is a big dude. There's no question about it. Seeing him in person today was impressive. And I asked Trubisky about just throwing him the ball because it was pretty evident today that Trubisky was developing some chemistry with his rookie tight end.
Really?
Pretty much right away through a nice pass down the right sideline over a defender. And there was another diving catch by Shaheen later in practice. So, and Trubisky said he's the biggest guy he's ever thrown a football to. So, you know, that kind of goes to show you how Shaheen can translate to the NFL level, even though he's playing that Division II, because you're talking about Mitch Trubisky, played at a bigger school in North Carolina, saying, you know, this is the biggest guy I've ever thrown a football to.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got the size. There's no question about that. The speed seems to be there, too. It's just kind of a matter of, like, Trubisky having to adjust. And I agree. I think there's a guy that, as long as he shows what the pads go on in training camp and he can compete – the physicality that's necessary at the NFL level, I think Shaheen can play pretty much right away.
The other rookies, I mean, obviously it's a rookie minicamp, and as you mentioned, there's going to be all the draft picks from this year. There's undrafted rookies. There's some veteran tryouts. Who surprised you from just first day one of the rookie minicamp?
Yeah, you know, I think a guy that stood out right away is an undrafted wide receiver, Tanner Gentry from Wyoming. For those that don't know, his quarterback, Allen at Wyoming, could have probably been a first-round pick this year had he come out. I actually talked to Gentry after practice today and kind of asked, you know, how it was like working with Trubisky since he was actually, even though he was at Wyoming, got a chance to play with an NFL quarterback, and Allen probably will be a first-round pick next year. And he said, you know, you could tell right away that Trubisky's got that NFL talent, and they had kind of a connection going on today. So, you know, for an undrafted guy, I think Tanner Gentry kind of stood out for me today. Some of the other guys, you know, Eddie Jackson's still recovering from his leg injury, so we're probably not going to see him for a little bit, probably until a little bit farther into the offseason program. He's the safety out of Alabama that the Bears drafted in the fourth round. And Tariq Cohen, he's little, like they say, but I found it interesting that John Fox pointed out today that Cohen has 10-inch hands, which is getting kind of specific.
That's very specific.
It is, but 10-inch hands, that's pretty good for, you know, a regular wide receiver, and he's a 5'6 running back. Mm. So those are huge hands for a guy like him. Yeah. So that's actually something that does matter to coaches because he's the guy they're going to want to throw to out of the backfield.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, before I let you go, the big news yesterday, Eddie Royal cut. He was released, the wide receiver, veteran wide receiver. The other cut release was Will Sutton, the defensive lineman. And not that big of a deal because he's not a household name. He never was. But he was a third-round pick in 2014. What does that say about the Chicago Bears and their ability to draft? I mean, this was a different general manager. This was Phil Emery. But, I mean, to think to those days, all I can think about is maybe Kyle Long is left. And for the Bears to be able to cut guys like this who should be in their fourth or fifth year being, you know, all-world if you're going to be in the NFL, it tells you why the Bears are where they're at.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Will Sutton was always a guy that kind of surprised me as a draft pick. Now, they changed the defense after he got here, and that really hurt him because he was always more of a 4-3 defensive lineman, a guy that was going to play more in a one-gap system. And the Bears moved to this 3-4, and that was a good move, but it kind of put Sutton in a tough spot. But that was a tough pick to begin with because, and I have a little story on this. I mean, going into the draft process, Will Sutton was heavy and was really losing a lot of draft stock because he was overweight. Phil Emery actually told me a few months before that draft that the weight was a concern, yet he ended up drafting him. Now, the story was there that Will Sutton lost weight and looked better by the time the draft came around. But this was a GM who had concerns about that and then still picked him just because the guy lost some weight before the draft. I think that goes to show that why there were some of the problems yeah. that the Bears had during the Phil Emery era. And he made 20 picks for the Bears in 3 years, and only five of them are left. Kyle Long is by far the best pick that's still around from that era. There's a good chance they lose a couple more. Kadeem Carey's on the bubble, running back, and Kyle Fuller is probably on the bubble too going into camp.
Those are the
this year.
Top
so,
names, right?
Yeah, I mean, Charles Leno turned out to have some good value in the seventh round, and he's probably not going anywhere. He's a starting left tackle right now. And then, you know, Pat O'Donnell, the punter, you know, fine, you drafted a punter in the sixth round, he better be able to start for you. And in that case, it is working out. But overall, you know, years of bad drafting is starting to catch up. And that's the one thing you got to keep in mind as we continue to evaluate Ryan Pace. I mean, this is the situation he inherited. And in just a few years, he's had to flip this entire roster over.
Adam Hogue covers the Bears for WGN Radio. You can find all his stuff at WGNRadio.com. Also, The Beat tomorrow. Adam, thanks for joining us. Give us an update on the first practice of the Bears rookie minicamp.
No problem.